This is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
720 WGN.
Be a good song to sing for karaoke. Driving along in your car doing Thunder Island. I'll tell you more about how you can get your entries in since you started coming in yesterday. We have a very talented audience. Very talented. Good looking audience, too. I've worked for a lot of audiences, Andrea. This audience, the best looking audience I've ever worked for.
Hands down. Hands down.
You can tell.
Smart and good looking. Complete
hey,
package.
Speaking of good looking, guess who's on the phone?
Oh, I know. One of my favorites.
Oh,
walk of walk of fame time. Little Annie Maxfield's
Woo!
In.
Oh,
how
my
you
God.
Doing?
Not worthy.
Yes, you are. You're awesome.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be in
yes.
the freaking sidewalk next to Cochran and Wally and Spike and Bob. Seriously?
First off, I'm not in the sidewalk because I'm not worthy, but you will be near Ennett. And if you're near Ennett, a lot of good things can happen. He knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll get tickets, right?
Well, I don't know about that, Annie, but if there are any, you'll get them.
Here's the thing about Anne Maxfield. Anne Maxfield, one of the great pleasures of working at the Mighty 720, even when the people from the Star Wars Cantina came in to run the place, we still had a lot of laughs, didn't we?
We always had a lot of laughs. I so miss you. Oh, my God.
Ah, miss you back.
Those were the
miss
days.
You back. So before we get into the nuts and bolts of the Walk of Fame ceremony here, let me read to you from the official bio. I don't know who writes these, but somebody upstairs writes these. A prominent okay. outspoken voice in Morning and Afternoon Drive, Anne Maxfield originally joined WGN Radio as part of the Bob Collins Show.
That's true.
Most WGN Radio listeners recall her as Spike Odell's foil in PM Drive.
Okay, I'll take the oil.
Chicago native, well-versed in sports, avid concert goer. How many Springsteen concerts? Do you know the number?
Over 200.
Holy cow.
And was what
That's
many
awesome.
Called, she credits her time with Collins' show as the place where she gained tremendous confidence as a performer. Bob was someone you True. Could always learn from. He was the number one
Absolutely.
Radio guy in Chicago at the time, excellent interviewer, could make a bit out of anything, taught me how to think on my feet. And to try to make great radio immediately. And I'll tell you the other thing about Ann, which you guys may not know. The Showcase studio we're in here, the Allstate Showcase studio, this was, for a period of time, a studio that only Annie was in, so dudes could come by and flash her.
And it happened often.
And hey, you know, look, there's Ann Maxfield.
Flash on a regular basis, Roger Treemstra, because he was in there, too. He used
oh,
to be water traffic.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's just great. All right, everybody wants to talk to you, but before that, how's the family?
Everything's good. Can't complain.
What's your boy up to?
I'd like to be working with you again. What am I up to?
And keep in mind, there's always a chair for you here, so just swing by. No, what's your boy up to?
Oh, my boy? He's in college.
Good God.
Sophomore? Yeah, I know.
Remember when he was a baby? Little Dylan.
I know. Well, he's still a baby, but.
He's a boy in college.
Where's he going to school?
He's going to CLC, College of Lake County.
Okay, and what's he studying?
he's moving towards political science and marketing, so we'll see what
okay.
happens.
Okay, yeah. He's finding himself. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
He's finding himself, yeah.
Yes, all right. And some of you may remember that if not for Anne Maxfield, I would not have connected with – I'm an adoptee, as she is – and I would not have connected with my birth family here in Chicago and found I had two sisters and all of that and my family that I spend so much time with now. And, of course, they're very upset with you, Anne, because you made that connection.
You know what? That was one of my more memorable days on the radio.
That was fun.
With you.
That was fun.
I mean, I so remember. Here you were. You know, your mom was working in the store at the hospital,
at
right?
Children's Hospital, like, yeah.
You were there, and you were, like, hiding behind a card stand because you weren't sure if you wanted to see her. And
I decided my disguise would be a golf hat I had in the back of the car. So, you know, definitely come to me if you want to go clandestine. All right, around the room, who wants to talk to Annie Maxfield?
Oh, I do.
Jump in.
Hi.
All right. Annie, love you, miss you. I know. I remember you were one of the first people to take me to lunch across the street when I got here and when I was doing news with Spikey and you in the afternoon. I have to ask you, too. You were always the funnest part of the golf outings because I know how much you love them. And you were always a great putter. So I guess my question, and I'm just going to love this reaction, have you taken up golf yet?
Are you kidding me? The answer to that question would be a big fat no.
Yes, Annie. No. Woo! Annie, remember, we were talking about Spike's allergies one time, and that was one of the first times I think we ever had to hit what we call the panic button with your response.
Yeah, I did drop the F-bomb. I'll be honest about that. You know why? I was so comfortable on that show. We were so comfortable. We were family.
Right.
We've been on
right.
together for, and it was just like sitting in our houses talking to each other. And Spike was saying, yeah, there's the worst allergies. So I'm like, well, boom.
Right.
Yeah, that's because
right,
you're
right.
on the friggin' golf course every day, man.
Right.
It was
right. Right.
Like
right.
Yep.
Yeah. You go roll around on the lawn.
But you were she was a mean putter, though. You were a killer at putting.
No, I wasn't. They used to set those putts up for me, and they gave me a pro. You didn't know that
yeah.
on those golf outings? They assigned me a pro. It was always the 18th green, and they'd line the putt up for me, and it would be like, you know, no more than 20 inches. And they'd show me how to putt, and then I'd putt, and sometimes it would go in. But, no, I get major help on those.
Yeah, and they always gave her a reward because they had scotch or some sort of hooch around them.
Right.
Mary Vanderbilt, say hi to Annie.
Oh, hi, Annie. How's it going? How's the jewelry business?
Mary, you know what? I so admire you for hanging in there.
I know. I'm still here.
You're probably one of the last traffic reporters with any respect given and still in the position that she was in, has been in for how many years now?
Almost 20.
Did you hear the other day? They just like went through and hatcheted the entire WLS traffic staff.
Yeah.
I know. That was just horrible. And
Too bad. A lot of nice people there, yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. I miss you. I miss you so much because you always made me crack up. And I was always so serious about doing traffic. And I listened to Annie, and she was not serious about it. She was just when I first heard you say the word S-U-C-K on the air, which you used to love to say, I still can't say it.
Oh, yeah.
I still can't get myself to
go.
Come on,
I'm
Mary.
Like, come on.
Say it.
No,
say that traffic sucks. Say that traffic sucks.
Traffic sucks.
Traffic sucks.
Yeah. Yes, Annie. I love it.
Dave Edits out, Annie.
Annie, we miss you. So I have to ask you, does Spike just text you at odd hours for particular reason?
I'll get a text thing in the middle of the night, and I'll just say, hey, hoser.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, hoser. How you doing?
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night. Spike's up trying to pee. So here are the details. Coming up, what is the date, Dave? You are the official ambassador of the Walk of Fame. When are we doing this?
It is Thursday, May 25th at 10 a.m.
All right. Ann Maxfield joins the cast of The Honored, and she will be enshrined in the Walk of Fame. We can't wait to see it. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
What do I do? No one's told me.
you just show up.
You show up and you be honored.
And then we'll sip some champagne afterwards, Annie.
You don't have to make a speech or anything. They'll ask you some questions.
Don't tell Judy Pye like that because she's been writing her speech for weeks.
It's hilarious. Little does she know, it's just an interview.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're going to stream her speech online. All right, Annie, we'll see you soon. We love you, and thanks for doing this. We got a break for traffic right now. Mary Vanderbilt's here. What do you got?
Bye, Ann.
See you, Annie. Great to hear from you.